Hi all, hope you're doing well. For the drasha this Shabbat, I wanted to combine two different questions that are asked on the end of last week's parsha and the beginning of this week's parsha, and see if the two of them can actually lead us to an answer that would explain both. The two questions are as follows: that at the end of last week's parsha, we have the story where Moshe goes to Paro. And he says, you know, Hashem says you must send out Bnei Yisrael, they're not supposed to be slaves anymore, and Paro refuses. And then what happens is that he makes things worse for Bnei Yisrael, and Moshe comes and he complains to Hashem, and he says, since I came to Paro, you only made things more difficult, what's going on? Right, he questions Hashem. And the question that the Mefarshim ask is that earlier on, Hashem told Moshe that this was going to happen. He told him, I want you to go to Paro, and he's not going to agree. So why now, all of a sudden, when that has actually happened, Moshe has gone to Paro, and Paro's not agreed, why now is Moshe complaining? That's question number one. The second question is at the beginning of the parsha, which is, it's really the same story, it's just a continuation of the same speech. It's like this cliffhanger that we had at the end of last week's parsha, where Hashem says, now you're going to see what I'm going to do to Mitzrayim, right, to be continued next week. So that's really what we have. At the beginning of this week's parsha, Hashem mentions that he appeared to Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Bekel, Shakai, using one of his specific names, and he talks about the promises he made to the Avot. And the question that the Mefarshim try and deal with here is why, what does it mean that I appeared to them with this name and I didn't let them know the name of Hashem, just the name of Kel Shakai? What's going on? Why is he mentioning Avot now? Why is he mentioning the promise to them? It's a bit confusing. It seems a bit out of place. So the Mefarshim deals separately with each of these two questions, but I wanted to try and suggest something that I think can explain both of them, based off of how the Ramban answers the first question. Right? In terms of the first question of why is Moshe complaining now, it seems like God had already told him that Paro was not going to listen, was not going to let Bnei Israel leave. So Ibn Ezra explains that Moshe was the reason that he's complaining is that Moshe thought that things were going to get better. Right? He knew that Paro was going to say no, but he thought that things were going to get better, and why he's complaining is that that things actually got worse. Right now, Bnei Israel need to go ahead and they need to gather the straw. They're not going to be given that small amount of help that they were given in order to make the bricks. But the Ramban gives a different answer. He says that what Moshe had originally thought is that Paro is going to say no, and then Hashem is going to do all of the makot, do all of the miracles, and take them out immediately. Right? Moshe understood that there was going to be this refusal, and he understood that Hashem's plan was to use all of these wonders and signs and miracles, but he didn't think that the timeline would be very long. He thought that it would be pretty immediate. Right? Paro is going to say no. No? Okay. Boom. Right? Makot. Let's leave. And therefore, when that didn't happen, right, where, you know, even according to some Midrashim, Moshe even leaves, and there's this gap in time between the story at the end of last week's Parsha and when in this week he goes back to Paro. But either way, it definitely takes a long time, you know, according to Chazal, about a year before they actually end up leaving Mitzrayim. And I wanted to suggest that I think that could be the reason also why the Avot are mentioned at the beginning of this week's Parsha. Because the Avot, the promise that Hashem makes to the Avot, is that their descendants are going to inherit Eretz Canaan. But they know that this promise is not going to be fulfilled in their lifetime. In other words, they understand that the timeline of the redemption is not necessarily going to be immediate, and it's not something that they're necessarily going to see. They believe that it's going to happen, but they understand that they can't predict or push for it to specifically happen at a specific time. And I think that could be why Hashem mentions them to Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? The message that he's giving to Moshe is that the Avot understood that it's not going to be immediate. Right? Moshe thought that Hashem's plan is go to Paro, he's going to say no, take us out immediately. And when Hashem's saying no, that's not what's going to happen. Right? The Avot, I promised hundreds of years ago, and it still hasn't happened. And they were, maybe, I don't know if they were okay with it, but they understood it, and they accepted it as that's the way that things are going to go. And Hashem is telling Moshe that you need to understand that this redemption, even though Yeshuat Hashem Keref Ayin, even though Hashem can and sometimes does redeem us at the moment, right? The amount of time that it takes for us to blink in the blink of an eye, That's not necessarily always the case. That's not necessarily always going to be that the redemption is going to work. That it could be that it will be a long process, that it's going to take time for us to notice. That even if we feel like, oh, it's just around the corner, that doesn't mean it's from our perspective right around the corner. It could be that we'll end up feeling like, oh, you know, we have to wait longer and longer until eventually we are redeemed. And I think that that's a message that's also important to us at this time as well, that that Baruch Hashem, it seems like what's going on is that we're laying the groundwork for God willing, for our health situation in Israel and the world around, for things to get better. Right now they're not. But we hope and pray that Be'ezrat Hashem, that our Geula will come quickly, and that He will, Be'ezrat Hashem, redeem us quickly from our troubles, so that we, Be'ezrat Hashem, will be able to come together again. Shabbat Shalom to all.